This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
G'day, I'm Eric.
Hi, and I'm Judy.
And welcome to Lucky Episode 7.
Number 7, my lucky number.
Of Blast from the Past podcast. And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it has to go with my lucky 7 number, elephants.
Elephants?
Yeah, so you can just lay back there and relax, and I'm going to run the show today.
So I just have to do the boring stuff like our website address is blastfromthepastpodcast.com.
Yep.
Email me, irkpod@gmail.com, or email us at irkpod@gmail.com. And if you would like to comment on any of the shows, go right ahead and we'll read them.
Yeah. We've only had from Shauno and Squeak.
Andrew.
So it's good to get a little bit of feedback because at least I know that somebody is listening out there.
Apart from us.
Yeah. And they're enjoying our program. So if you've got anything you want to share with us, feel free. Ring us up. Send us a text. Do what you got to do. I don't know what you do.
But and so why are we talking about elephants?
Well, because number 7 is my lucky number.
Mm. Why is that your lucky number?
To do with my stars and stuff like that. So 7 and 13 are my numbers.
Yep.
So I like odd numbers. And also, elephants are related to number 7.
How's that?
Well, the
not
Asian...
Out.
Huh?
Not what? Out. I said, how's that? Then I said, not out.
Not out. 7 not out. Well, because Asian elephants have 7 points on their body that makes them a special elephant. Now, in Asia, or India, mainly in India, the king of India, he has this very prized bull elephant. And the more white markings on his body, up to number 7, the more he is put on the throne as a special elephant. And people turn around and they pray to them.
Because don't they treat an elephant like a god over there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they put, like some people, they use the buffalo. Some of it's the tiger. So in India, the Indian king over there, he has so many bull, not the females, it's the bull elephant, that is to, he classes as a royal bull. So people can are not allowed to go near that elephant. He's got people that feed it, look after it and everything else. And it's treated like family. So people go there and, you know, they can, like, for example, if they want to have a ceremony, they can get permission and they've got to pay the king money, which helps with the elephant's upkeep and whatever. And that turns around and keeps the elephant, and they keep him till he dies, you know, and elephants live a long time. So the 7 positions on an elephant, Asian elephant, is, I'll give you a good laugh here, is his testicle area is white.
Well, that's a large point.
Yeah, exactly. Around his ears, his mouth, down the front of his, going down the trunk between the eyes, and his feet. So how many is that? Ears, eyes, nose, testicle area. that's 4. His tail, that's 5. And his feet. So the more white markings, they're usually speckled, the hierarchy the elephant will go in the chain of command, because they've got like from the top king elephant down. So when they get these elephants that have got the white markings, they go in different...
So you got like the king elephant on all the way down to like the work experience elephant.
Work experienced. Yeah, if you want to call it that. But they have, you know, more than one elephant. But the big guy, he, you know, he could be 20, 30 years old. And they turn around and they don't do nothing, but they're, you know, they feed them and water them and exercise them. And they're kept in this great big place And they turn around and each elephant has so many keepers that looks after them. And they turn around and they don't do nothing, but they're used like when they have ceremonies, when the king goes out, you know, through the town or whatever, the elephant's all done up with all his headgear and the big material thing on his back. So they're really paraded, you know, fantastically. But I'm more keen on the African elephant because I don't know why, but I love their big ears. So you say, why did I like elephants?
Why did you like elephants? Because of the big ears?
No. When I was about 10, my family...
They had African elephants back then?
No, they were Indian elephants. We went to the zoo. My uncle come down with his family from up the country and we decided, well, my relations, they decided they were all going to go take us kids to the zoo. So we had this big convoy of cars and we went to the zoo. Anyway, lo and behold, I took off. I got bored.
Yeah, of course you did.
Well, just sitting around under the tree eating sandwiches, I got bored and I said I was going to the toilet.
So why bother going to the zoo if you're just going to sit around and eat sandwiches?
Yeah, but I we had a look around and then we went and had lunch. But I got bored sitting there and they were playing a game of cricket or something. So I took off and said I was going to the toilet and I decided to go on my own walkabout. Anyway, I was missing for a couple of hours. They were out looking for me and everything. And where do they find me? At the elephant cage. So I turned around and, for some reason, I fell in love with the elephant. Watching them there and they were putting the hose down their trunk and, you know, they were drinking the water and then they'd spray it out at the people and I thought that was fantastic. And I think it started back, if you listen to podcast number 3, when we're talking about trains and how I went as a kid, we used to go down to the local station watching the circus unload. And I was fascinated then with the elephants. So,
did you used to ride an elephant to school?
No. I used to walk, get the bus, or ride a bike.
6 miles uphill, 6 miles back.
No,
uphill.
It was only 2. Get it right, Eric. Anyway, so we turned around and then when they found me, I said I wanted to see the elephant. Go around and have a ride. They had rides on the elephant. So for 5 bob, 50 cents, we went round and we lined up and I took my little brother for a ride on the elephant. So you went, they led you, the keeper bloke led you around this ring. So that was it. Ever since then, I've been hung up on elephants. So I turned round and I've become possessed is the word.
Yeah, there's a word.
I cannot pass an elephant, picture, ornament, whatever, anything, stuffed animal, whatever, I've got it. I've got to have it. Now, in my kitchen, I've got statuettes, and they range from the tiniest would be about 1/4 inch, and it's actually green. And it's emerald. And it was given to me by a friend of mine years ago that he bought from Japan. And when he found out that I collected and loved elephants, he gave it to me as a keepsake. I've got elephants that are made out of soap. I've got them made out of wax. New Zealand, what do they call it? Opal, which is like a mother of pearl. I've got a ceramic elephant, my largest elephant. He's from Vietnam and he's terracotta. And I even had a special cupboard made to keep him in because I didn't want anyone to kick and break him. So, and around my kitchen and dining room, I have at least in the cupboards, all sizes, on the cupboards, all around my kitchen and dining room, on top of the wall units and that, I have nearly 200 elephants, all shapes and sizes.
Because you've got an elephant room and you've got a horse room.
And a teddy bear room.
And a teddy bear room.
And the hallway is houses and lighthouses. But I've also, your fault, buying me postcards, what do they call them?
Postcards?
No, fridge magnets. I've got elephant fridge magnets. I've got photos, big photos, little photos, calendars. My calendar has even got an elephant on the calendar, which you bought me. So you feed my...
I don't feed your elephant.
No, but you feed
How much food would you need for an elephant?
Lots. But you feed my... What's the word?
Addiction.
Addiction, yes. I'm very addicted to elephants.
There's an understatement, folks.
Well and truly. So I can blow my trumpet. Ha ha. So I love watching elephant programs. I turn around and I've even got a favourite song from when I was about six about an elephant, and it was called Bimbo. So it goes right back. And it just gives me pride. I feel really happy, and when I talk about my elephants...
You should go to Elephants Anonymous and stand up and go, "Hi, I'm Judy and I'm addicted to elephants. I've been addicted since the age of six."
Oh, well, at least I'd be proud to say it's an elephant and not heroin.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'd sooner spend my money on a little elephant. I've even got a gold one that you bought me. What about that gold one you bought me? That big gold one up on top of the cupboard. You went away. So you feed massive. My addiction. You bought me that gold one from up the coast somewhere when you've been on holidays. Shauno and
Jan, do they have elephants in the States?
Yeah, well, you have to bring me home a baby elephant, won't you? Necklace. I've got brooches.
How am I going to fit an elephant in the airplane?
It. You can post me.
I'll post you an elephant. Yeah, good on you.
And then they can pay for it.
No, you can pay the postage.
No.
You want the elephant, you can pay the postage.
Yeah, righto. Put one in the backyard, that'd really fix the neighbours.
Hey, hang on, you've had a horse in your backyard, so why not an elephant?
Yeah, well, I've always wanted a baby elephant. I reckon they'd be cute. Oh, it'd be gorgeous. Little baby elephant running around, you give them the bottle, you know?
So where do you get a baby elephant from? You just can't go down to a pet shop
elephant
and say...
Elephant rescue!
Elephants are us, I don't know.
In Africa, they've got an elephant rescue. There's a girl over there, she does documentaries on the National Geographics, and she lives in Africa, and she's with that Save the Elephant thing. Whoopi Goldberg, she's another one. She loves the elephants. She goes out on a bandwagon with the elephants. Goldie Hawn, she's another one, actor, that likes the elephants. She saves the elephants too, so I'm not the only freak with elephants. So it's just a thing that I've got, is with elephants. So I enjoy talking about them and watching them and buying them.
And having them brought for you.
Oh, I've even got plates. You bought me a plate. See, you did it again, Eric. You bought me a plate once with an elephant on it as a present. So I've got mugs, and the tail of the elephant is actually the handle of the mug. I've got one of those kids... It's an elephant, and it's got a spring underneath it. So when you let it go, it bounces. It's supposed to be a kid's toy, but I claimed it. And when the kids were little, and you buy them those zoo packs, I used to pinch the plastic elephants out of that and keep them. Oh, give them to me. So in my china cabinet in the kitchen, I've got quite a few different types. Oh, I've even got... elephants from Kenya. We went into Sydney once on a ferry trip, and right next to the wharf was this African shop, and they were selling all their products that were made in Kenya. And so I bought all the different sized little elephants that were hand carved. And my brother went, "How old were you? You're only little." And he went on him and his mates at work, they all went on a cruise to Asia. Was it on the Fairstar?
On the Fairstar, that's right.
Yeah, and they went to Bali and Suva and, was it Vanier? Not Vanier, something.
Port Vila.
Vanuatu.
Vanuatu.
Yeah. And he had specially had made for me bookends with the elephants all tail to tail for the bookends. He stood there and watched the guy carve them for me. And he brought you back that sword, wooden sword. So I've got wooden ones and I've got crockery ones and plastic ones and gold ones, silver ones. I've even got a couple of different brooches. When I used to go to work, we used to wear brooches, at, you know, with you on your jackets. And I've got some elephant, different type of silver elephants and grey elephants and that. So, and I've even got a necklace with an elephant on it, Lucky Charm thing necklace. So it goes a long way. It's not just a...
And where have you gone? Have you gone to any other places to see elephants? I remember the place out at Wallachia, Bullen's Animal
Circus.
World.
Yeah, yeah, that's where they had their home base. One time there, they made it a home base circus, and they had the elephants out there, but they were Asian elephants. So. They had the rides. You could go and have a ride on the elephant cup. They had a couple of elephants you could ride. And then they had the arena where they had the... You went in... Instead of being in the tent, it was just a big open arena, and they had the different... The lions, they had... They put the big cages up around where you were sitting in the grandstands for the lions to do their act. But they had the couple of elephants get up on the big wooden stool things and do their, you know, legs up and... tail out sort of thing, turn around and rear up and sit down. And
you get very particular about your elephant pictures, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I like them with their trunk up because it's supposed to be lucky. And you... Oh, what the... You scared the hell out of me then. I thought it was a car or something. Oh. Ha ha, very funny. But there's Eric bored, so he's trying to torment me. When you've got an elephant, you're supposed to face it to the doorway because it brings you luck.
Yeah, but what doorway?
Well, if you've got it, like mine are in the dining room, so they face the back door.
So it's the room that they're in, not necessarily the room
that
of
they're
the house.
In, they've got to face the door that goes out. So, like me, the kitchen and dining room, the back door to go out of the house. So, if you have a look, all my elephants are facing in the kitchen. They face to the door one way. And in the dining room, they face... I have them low light because every so often I clean them and I change them around. So, in different positions. And like, I've got an elephant where you put the candle on top of his back. So, I burn the candle on his back. I've got... another elephant where you put the incense in his back, but they're all facing the back door. And I haven't got very many. If you check, they're all got their trunks up above their head. Because it's not, they say with the trunk down, it's unlucky. But I can't understand that because an elephant doesn't walk around all day with his trunk up over his head. He only has it up like that when he's going to get leaves out of the tree above them, or when they're bellowing out to the other end, or if people are coming near them, they put their trunk up when they're going to sing out.
Are you picky with their ears as well in the photos that you've got?
No, that doesn't worry me. I mean, some of them are really funny because they've got bits missing out of their ears from where they've, you know, had a fight or got them caught, or that doesn't worry me. Just the big ears. And I like them in the water because I'm a Pisces and I'm a water freak. So I like them in the water as well. Oh, that's another thing I've got with the elephants. What? Oh, you say what?
What?
Yeah. I've got placemats with all my elephants in the water on the wall, stuck up behind along my cupboard. And around in the kitchen, I've got the placemats. Plastic placemats on the wall with my elephants. And on top of the stove, at the back of my stove, I've got little crockery vases with an elephant on each one. So they do vary a lot.
You've got quite a few.
Yes, I have.
That's an understatement.
Yes, exactly. So I've got a copy of some new elephants that I want to put new pictures up. But well, I haven't got round to that because I've got to buy some new some more picture frames to put them in. So I like to change them around. And also in the kitchen between the dining room, I've got a, which annoys you, I have got a set of chimes.
The elephant chimes that always bump my head on.
And Eric bashes his head on it. And I think it's fantastic because I just walk underneath it. So it doesn't bother me. And Eric, every time, you wouldn't believe it, you hear the ding-a-ling-a-ling where he hits his head on the chimes. Oh, Eric, stop it. Every time you do that, it makes me jump.
What sort of elephant was that?
An elephant. A bull elephant. It's a bull elephant.
How can you tell?
Because it's got a deep voice. Smart ass.
That'd be me.
Yeah. You can tell he's not into elephants because he's playing up.
I'm trying to find something for you.
Like what?
Keep talking and you'll find out.
Keep talking. Well, an elephant has the longest gestation period.
Oh, here we go.
It takes 22 months for a female to give birth. Watched a documentary to do with in Western Australia where they're trying to, in the zoo over there, they're trying to breed the Asian elephant. It's a program they've got going.
Okay, here we go. Perfect. This is exactly what I was looking for.
Right.
An elephant quiz.
Oh, here we go.
To see how much you know about elephants.
All right.
Okay, they're all true and false.
Right.
True or false, okay?
True, false.
Question one.
Next.
Elephants can live to 70 plus years.
True.
True. It'll tell you the results at the end.
Right.
Question two. The African elephant is an endangered species.
True.
You say true.
Yeah.
Question three. Tiny elephants once lived on the island of Crete.
True.
You're going to say where's Crete?
No, I know where Crete is. That's true.
That's true.
And also the Sahara Desert have elephants too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yep.
Question four. Elephants are the only member of the group of animals known as pachydromes.
I don't know what that means. So,
So, what do you reckon? Just take a stab
at it. I'll take a guess at that one and I'd say true.
Okay. Question six. Asian elephants are larger than African elephants.
False.
There are only two remaining species of elephants in the world.
False. Because there's Asian, African, and there's also a miniature elephant, a dwarf one. So that's three that I know of.
Okay, question seven. Nowadays, there are nearly 1.3 million wild African elephants.
Yeah, true. I'd say true on that.
Question eight. An elephant's trunk has over 40,000 individual muscles in it.
Could do. It's pretty long. I'll say false. Saying they're all true. I'll say false.
Question nine. Elephant's tusk can grow an entire foot or 30 centimetres each year.
False. Did you know that the Asian elephant, right, the African female doesn't grow a tusk? Only the male,
oh.
I think it is. Whereas the Asian one, it's the female as well because they use her to move all the wood and stuff.
And question 10, elephants are related to manatees.
I don't know what a manatee is.
No, neither do I.
So I'd say false.
You'll say false, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Submit answers.
Here we go.
Okay.
How many did I get wrong?
Hang on, let's have a look. Question one was elephants can live to 70 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
You said true.
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Yay! Yay! What do I get for getting it right? An elephant?
An elephant noise.
Oh, right.
And apparently 91% of members to this particular site got that question right.
All right.
Question two was the African elephant is an endangered species. Your answer was true.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Really?
The correct answer is
false. Aww.
Although the African elephant population has
dramatically dwindled
due to poaching and habitat loss,
yeah,
there are enough wild individuals to sustain the species in the wild.
Oh.
It is, however, a threatened species.
Yeah.
Meaning that if its decline continues, it may one day be listed as endangered. So it's not quite as bad as endangered yet, but it's
on the way.
It's on the way down there. Okay, so your score is one. Question three. Tiny elephants once lived on the island of Crete, and that was correct.
Yay! Because actually, I've seen a documentary on that where they swam across.
Elephants the size of calves or pigs lived on Crete until possibly 5,000 or 3,000 BC. So you're on two.
Mm-hmm. Two out of three.
Question four. Elephants are the only member of the group of animals known as pachydoms.
Oh, we didn't know that one. It was a guess.
Yeah, that was a guess. You said true, and that was incorrect.
Yeah.
The horns are foul courtesy of Shawnee. Yeah. And contrary to popular belief, elephants are some of the many animals bunched in the now defunct pachydom group.
What's a pachydom?
Other members of the group include hippos, rhinos, horses, and even pigs.
Oh.
Pachydom means thick skinned.
Right.
So you're still on two.
No, I got three out of four.
Okay, question five. Asian elephants are larger than African elephants. And if you had got this one wrong, well...
Did I? Oh, I thought they were bigger.
The African elephant is the world's largest land animal.
Yeah.
The Asian elephant can be considerably smaller.
Yeah.
So you're on four out of five.
Yeah.
Question six. There are only two remaining species of elephants in the world.
I said false. Am I going to write? Yay! Because I said them.
There are at least three distinct species of elephants.
I said that too, didn't I? Yay!
These include the African bush elephant, the African forest elephant, and the Asian elephant.
They didn't say anything about the dwarf ones.
Maybe that's different. I don't know.
That might be the bush one.
Maybe.
Because there's a pygmy they call it, pygmy elephant in Africa.
But so far you've only got
two wrong. Two wrong.
So you're going okay here. You're on a grand total of four out of six. Okay, question seven. Nowadays there are nearly 1.3 wild African elephants. You said true.
Oh, that was a guess too.
Their number has plunged to between 400,000 and 650,000 from 1.3 million in the 60s.
Because I thought that would have went down because of the poaching and also because of how long it takes them to...
Yeah, well, it has.
2 years for them to have a baby. And then she doesn't have another one. Until that calf is 2 years old.
All right, the next one I think you had a bit of a guess at as well. Question eight. An elephant's trunk has over 40,000 individual muscles.
Yeah, that was a guess.
You said false. Studio audience?
Really? It has got a lot of muscle. I was going on the giraffe.
Giraffes and elephants aren't the same.
No, but the giraffe, I was getting confused, the giraffe's neck has got the same amount of vertebrae as what we've got in our neck. They've only got five.
So an elephant does indeed have over 40,000 individual muscles.
Yeah, well, it would, the size of the trunk.
The greater number of muscles makes the elephant trunk sensitive enough to pick up a single blade of grass.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But that sort of, like, they could sniff that.
Mm. All right, question 9. Elephants' tusks can grow an entire foot or 30 centimetres each year.
That was a guess, too.
Now, if they hadn't have put an entire foot,
yeah,
you would have had no idea how big 30 centimetres is.
No.
And this time...
Hey, that was a guess.
And that is correct. Elephant tusks will usually grow about 7 inches or 18 centimetres each year.
Hmm.
But it is possible. Okay, question 10, final question. We had no idea about this either. Oh, anyway, elephants are related to manatees. You said false.
Shauno says...
Well, that was a guess. I didn't know what it meant.
Scientists have discovered that elephants and manatees shared a distinct common ancestor. And I will just Google what a manatee is. Yeah. I can tell you that you got 5 out of 10.
Boo. I should have got more than that. But they put in ones I didn't know what it meant. That's not fair. All right, I'll ask you one.
I'll go and find out what a manatee is.
What does musking mean on an elephant?
What?
Musking. Not mustic, the lolly. Musking. A male elephant, on his cheek, he turns around and you see in the pictures the elephant's like it's crying. It's like all wet down its cheek, on its face. When the elephant, they call it muscus.
Like mucus.
Muscus. So when he knows that he can tell when the female is in season, he goes into muscus. That means he gets aroused. Boy. So they can tell when, besides his big thing hanging out down the bottom, they can tell with an elephant when he's excited about a female near him being in season, or estrus, is they start discreting this water stuff down their face. So they call it muscus.
So what was the question?
What is muscus? You got it wrong. Thanks, Shauno.
Yeah, that had come in handy for this podcast somehow, Shauno.
Yeah, and now I know more than you.
Oh, but it's your pet subject.
I know.
Pet subject, boom, boom, try the veal, I'll be here all week.
Oh, I'm sorry I got all those wrong. I'm very disappointed with that.
A manatee is sometimes also known as a sea cow.
Oh, right, yeah. Now I know what you mean.
And because I looked that up on Google...
That's something like... What is it, dugong? It's very much like a dugong. It swims under the water. It's got hard skin on it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's probably why I like hippos too, because they've got the hard skin.
Hippos are sort of the same sort of deal.
Yeah.
A bit later on in the year, we're actually talking about going up to the Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo.
We are.
You are. That's
my holiday, my goal. Because the doctor said to me, I need to make a goal, and I set my goal. This is one of my recovery from my sickness, is to turn around. And ever since Dubbo Zoo opened up, I've wanted to go. And one thing or another lead to be, mainly...
We didn't get there.
Yeah, the weather or whatever, working, whatever. So I turned around and I said to Eric, seeing you're going to America for a holiday, I think it's about time I had a holiday, because I haven't been on holiday since 1997. when I went to Muswellbrook. So I said to him, I'm going to get you to get on the internet and book me a ticket. And he said, the train will pick me up at Penrith Station at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it gets to Dubbo at 7 at night. And I'm going to book into it. I'm saving me money up now, and I don't care how much it costs. And I'm going to get the train to Dubbo. I'm going to book into a hotel. And they have bus trips for us pensioners. And I'm going to go on the bus trip around the zoo.
And on the left-hand side of the coach, you can see an elephant.
Yeah.
On the right-hand side of the coach, you can see a sea lion.
Some of these tours, they can actually, you can get out on them. And you can go and, like, feed the baby elephants and that. Because I want to see the white rhino. They've got a breeding season up there, session up there. And also they've got the horses. The first horse ever on the earth is actually, they've got the breeding horses up there. So I want to see the horses. They've got a special name, but I can't think of them at the moment. And did I say white rhino?
You did.
And elephant. So you can actually, there are some, they have a twilight tour, and you can actually, in some of the parts up there, you can actually, if you, like I can't do it because of my disability, but you can actually ride push bikes around different parts of the zoo.
Not only You've that, been there. I've been there. I went up with a photography group a few years ago, and some of the photos on my wall came from there.
Yeah, and he wouldn't give me the elephant photo.
And you remember the photo of the big giraffe's tongue?
Yeah.
That was actually on an early morning tour where you go around with the keepers when they feed them and get into parts of the zoo that you can't necessarily get into normally.
Well, that's what I want to try and do. I want to try and go, like, one on the bus. You can go a couple of days.
Yeah, there might be a bit too much walking in that, but we'll see what we can do,
I'll
and that'll be good.
I'll see what I can find out that I can do. But that's my goal to do, and around about September, because it'd be, you know, it'd be nice weather.
It's not winter and it's not too
summer.
Cold.
It's, you know, it's
not
in
too
between.
Hot.
Well, it's actually
spring.
Spring. So it'd be a good time of year to be able to go away and to travel. And the trip up there in the train, I'm looking forward to that, because being able to sit in the train, air conditioned.
Have some other guy do the driving.
Yeah, and to turn around and be able to, you know, check all the view, because I haven't been that far in the train. So that to me is going to be, I've been as far as Lithgow. So that to me is going to be...
And we've driven in the car to Bathurst.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been up that way a few times in the car. But to me, be able to go in the train without any worry, woes or whatever, that is going to be just an episode on its own. And then to be able to, then I'm going to spend, you know, that day, I'll just go and get something to eat and go to bed, because I'll be exhausted from sitting in the train doing nothing. And my body will probably be aching like anything. But that'll be the night to relax. And then the next day, then I'll book in, have it booked in, if we can pre-book it, to go on the bus trip. And I'll just play it by ear. So I plan to go away for a week. So I turn around, and that's my goal.
Yep.
So, and I really would love it if I could, if they had a baby elephant up there, that I could give it a bottle. And I know that not long ago there was a baby white rhino born up there. So because they hadn't been named, I've been following it on the TV. So that's another thing that I'm excited to see, is the baby rhino as well. And I think it's the first born up there since they put the rhinos up there in captivity. So he's a little cutie. I mean, by then he'd be over a year old, but still. Still a baby. So I'm looking really...
Well, I have to ring the gift shop and get them to make sure they got elephant stuff in the gift shop for you.
I'll come home and I have one suitcase with dirty clothes, like you do. And the other suitcase will be full of all my elephant mobilias and stuff, baby rhinos and...
And I'll say, did you buy anything apart from elephants?
No.
No.
Oh, I bought a rhino. So I'm really looking forward to it, you know. I say, I'm not going to buy any more. And then I go and say, I can't help myself. I can't help it. So, like I said, I wasn't going to buy any more teddy bears. And when I went to the chemist the other day, they had the little sailor teddy bear over there I bought. Twice I went, oh, no, better not. Got enough teddy. And then I turned round and I bought one. couldn't help it. Little Teddy in a sailor suit. It was cute with a duck on its knee, so I bought it.
So have you had fun talking about elephants?
Yeah, it's made my day.
Even though I've stirred you up?
Yeah, but it was fun. Have a bit of fun.
Can you think of anything else that you need to tell me?
About elephants?
Yeah, do they sit down when they pee?
No, they don't.
Do they sit down when they sleep?
No, they very rarely lay down. Because their lung capacity, they can't lay for very long. So it's like a horse. A horse can't lay for any more than half an hour. Otherwise, their lungs fill up with fluid and they drown.
How many elephants does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. I've never had one.
What an elephant.
I've got plenty of light bulbs. So that's my episode on elephants.
Did you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls?
Let us know.
What did you think about an elephant?
He said, good on ya, Mum. Thank you, Mum. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to send a hello out there to one of my shows that I like to listen to, and that's Sherry and Todd over there in Hawaii and Massachusetts.
Michigan.
Yeah, and I can't say it. And that's the Cherry Cast.
Cherrycast.com.
Yeah, boom, boom. I listen to her shows. I'm catching up on her shows because I started back on them from virtually day one. So I nearly listen to about 3-4 episodes of her shows a day because I'm trying to catch up. And I thoroughly enjoy her shows.
Why don't you tell everyone who might not listen basically what the show's about?
Well, Sherry Cast is about a woman and her son Todd, and he's a full-time podcaster, and he's in Hawaii, and he used to be in the Navy, and he's just retired from the Navy, and his mum, that's Sherry, she's, where'd you say, Michigan?
Michigan,
I can't pronounce that. It's a bit too mishy for me. And she runs a business over there with, goes around to all the different fruit places, and she's supplies all the local produce to all the
Amish
people. And her husband was delivering in his truck with his granddaughter, and they've got a lot of train crossing, level crossings. And he turned around and he had an accident where the train wiped him out, and he got killed. And the granddaughter, oh, she, poor little thing. She's had that many injuries. She's lucky to be alive. And so for her way of recovering, her son got her into doing the podcast. And what he does is he's in Hawaii. She's there at home. And they link up. And they talk about to do with recovering from the horrific death and the accident and how she was running the business and how she helps other people in the same similar situation.
And she's also looking after her elderly parents as well.
Well, that's another thing as well. Her mum and dad are in their early 90s. Or no, 90, father's 98.
Late
her mum's about 96. And he's suffering with early dementia. And lately they've said, you know, he's got this condition where he's very abusive and everything else. And so I understand where she's coming from there, because I, until my mother passed on, I was her carer. So, and those that haven't done it, it's a horrific thing to have to put up with an abusive parent. I live with an abusive parent, and I know, understand what it's all about. And you've got to turn the other cheek, but it does hurt. It does get you. Anyway, so I relate to a lot of her things that she's been through and going through. And it sort of makes me think that I'm very lucky compared to what she's been through and going through. But she has more support. She's got the local community. They're very supportive. But she's a woman there that she's got off her feet, got off her backside, and to recover. Part of her recovery is doing the podcast with the son. She's gone to the, like she sees and communicates with Trucker Tom. And she's got people in America and England and that she talks to. She gets on the internet. And she turns around and she talks to people on that. Well, see, I haven't learnt that yet. I'm only at stage one. So I've got a way to go. But then again, she's 12 months or so ahead of me. So,
a good couple of years easily.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's only been podcasting for just over 12 months now.
Oh, if you're a bit behind.
Yeah, well, I'm 12 months behind in the podcasting anyway. So she's been doing it for 2 years. So, I think she's down to earth and I like her. And my hat goes, even though I haven't got a hat on, but good on her, you know. It doesn't have to be the same thing with everybody that everybody does and everything. But I think it's really helped her being on her own, because I know what it's like to be on your own without a partner, and it's very lonely and you don't want to go anywhere, especially a woman. A guy, it doesn't matter, but a woman doesn't like to go out pubbing and clubbing, and I've tried it and it's not a very good thing. It's very degrading, depressing, you know, and my hat goes off to her. So I enjoy her show. So I know I'll never meet her, but I'd love to be one day. Maybe I might be lucky that we might be able to link up on the internet.
Who knows?
Who knows? So never say never.
That's it, because who knows?
That's right. And her son Todd has been a wonderful support for her. And I praise him. Because, I mean, he could be like a lot of other people. They just say, oh, well, tough mum, you're on your own. Good luck.
You're an adult, see you later.
Yeah. Whereas he's encouraging her. Mm. You know, she went to that convention that they had for all the podcasting where everyone gets together, and she met a lot of people there, and now she's made new friends through that. That's how she met Trucker Tom and that. So, good on her. I think it's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do we have a poem?
Yes, I do. And actually, this poem is virtually, I like to read a poem every second podcast.
Is it about an elephant?
No, I didn't have an elephant one. My brother wasn't into elephants. And this one is related. Oh, God, I've made a monster. This one is called State. And this is to Sherry. And it says, half awake, a semi-conscious state. I swore I heard a voice. Sure, I was touched. There was never a voice. I was not touched. Surely, now awake, not dreaming. That was written by my brother Keith in the 1980s with the Poet Society. So he wrote a lot of short stories, and it's quite amusing because they're all... I've picking them out to relate either to the program or to the person that I say hello to. And that, to me, I send out to Sherry, even though she probably doesn't know me.
I'll have to send Todd an email, actually.
Yeah. And the thing is, her and Todd have been talking about there being, a lot of people probably don't believe in spirits and the afterlife and that, but I do. And it's quite unreal how his little four-year-old boy talks about his grandfather and how they hear different things happening and things that go pop in the night. And so that poem is dedicated to that, because I believe in that sort of thing.
Does Sherry like elephants?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
I'll have to find out.
You have to send him an email.
I'll send Todd an email, no worries.
Yeah.
So, of course, as per usual, you can contact us by sending us an email, elephant@gmail.com.
Oh, don't be.
Erkpod@gmail.com.
You're not too old to get a clip, boy.
Erkpod@gmail.com. Send us an email. Leave a comment on the show notes. blastfromthepastpodcast.com. Listen to all my other hilarious podcasts. ChannelErk.com. And we have a song.
Yes, today my song that we've picked out is called Pink Elephants. And it's by Jay Delavale. Take it away, Mr.
Button Pusher Man.
Elephant Rogue. I took the-
Remember actually hearing about elephants in that song?
I counted four times, and that was it Elephant Pull Down the Wall? That was it. So much for you picking out me an elephant song.
I had elephants in the title. What else do you want?
Yeah. Okay,
that joke's probably getting old by now.
It is a bit. So what do we say now, Eric?
Good night, elephants.
Good night, interweb.
Good night, interweb.
Bye.
Bye now. Judy's got a stiction. Judy's got a stiction. Judy's got a stiction. Judy's got a stiction.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.